Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. A habit that I have is building my life for lifestyle. I know not everyone likes the phrase lifestyle entrepreneur or a lifestyle business, but I thought from day one, I'm like, why would I not have a good lifestyle? And what does that mean to me? And I'm continually revisiting that as a habit. Like, what does a good lifestyle mean? Well, it means different things for people. Some people, you know, that means that they just have control of their morning. Like me, I like to have my morning routines. That's a good lifestyle for me because my brain works that way. I'm happy that way. So I have a nice morning routine for myself. Some people, their lifestyle thing is, you know, they just want to live in a certain place. For some people, it's how the house is arranged. For some people, it's how much money they earn. For some people, it's where they go and travel. For some people, it's just what they focus on each day, what their purpose is or their intent is. I don't know what yours is, but I know what mine is. And the habit of continually questioning, is this choice going to help or hurt my lifestyle? So if, and some of you guys know these stories from my events, sometimes I tell them as I'm going through events about how I'm making decisions in life and how it's hard. You know, sometimes you have opportunities that seem so good, but you know, I teach this formula, how whatever deal or opportunity you're chasing or presented with, always check it against your mental sanity and your lifestyle preferences. Like if you knew how many deals I've turned down, you'd think I'm crazy. But I look at those, I mean, I got offered major network television shows. I mean, huge shows by super famous producers and production companies. But I could see that that would make a life that I didn't like. It was not the workload or the lifestyle that I wanted, because I knew the top people. You know, I knew what Oprah's schedule was, and I knew what Anderson Cooper's schedule was, and I knew what Dr. Phil's schedule was. And I was like, oh, I get that that's for them. That's not the lifestyle I like. I like too much of my own time. And when you're a network, you're there at like 5 a.m. and it's like producer meetings, ratings meetings, show meetings, you know, debrief meetings, planning the next day. And it's like you're there from 5 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night, if you're lucky. And I was like, ah, I can't do that. I like more time with family, friends, reading. And I like a lot of extra time during the day to wander around like a nutty professor, just thinking about stuff. You know, that's not good. I can't do that one. And so a lot of decisions were made that from movies to shows, to stages, to partnerships. It just, if I filter through my lifestyle thing, because really, what do I need? What's my ideal lifestyle? Well, a book, a pina colada, and some sushi ain't that much, y'all. So, you know, when you know it's important, it's like, it doesn't cost me any money to spend the afternoon with my wife. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable
so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. I know what my lifestyle is, and I love that. I just won't compromise on lifestyle for external, extrinsic rewards. And that's a habit. And by the way, if this sounds like I'm braggadocious, no, this is like one of the things I struggle with the most. It's why I made one of those months of pro workshops on the topic of setting boundaries. I was like, I wonder how everyone else does this. I want to make sure I do a really good job. Because if you feel like your lifestyle is not super great, don't think it's about money. It's about boundaries. And this is really important. And this is the fundamental question here. Do you sense that you have your own way of doing things? Are you doing parenting in your way? Or just like your parents did? Are you doing business in a way that you like, not the way that everyone else in the suits around you did or told you to do it? Like when I was a consultant in a major company, like 70,000 employees when I first started out of college, and everybody kind of walked and talked, they all came out of these MBA schools. I never did that. I had my master's in organizational communication, but I didn't have an MBA. And they all walked, talked, like they all had BMW 3s at the time. I don't know. It seemed like all these new consultants got these BMW 3s. I thought, man, I am not going to spend my money on a car. And I lived in San Francisco. I was like, I don't even need a car. I can't even afford the parking on a car. What is going on with these people? But they came out of fancier schools or fancier families sometimes. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to do this my own way. So I didn't make slides like they made slides. I didn't structure things the way I did my own thing. And it was rewarded because it was like authentic. And even though it wasn't always perfect or good, or even, notice, I'm not even judging. It wasn't even better then. It was just my thing. It's like, it's a habit of mine not to get it right. It's a habit of mine to ask the question, how does this impact my lifestyle? And is that the lifestyle I desire? Is that the time, energy, effort, future value, present experience that I want, or will that pull me away from that? And this is a conversation that you may have heard me describe separately in High Performance Habits under the term of alignment. The habit of aligning to the lifestyle and the future that you want. And when I'm in alignment with that, because I ask the questions, life is better.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.